Welcome to Discovering Responsible Wealth. This is your host, Frank Angelos. It's a pleasure to be with you this week. You know, over the course of this month, we've been working on what will be your legacy month. And effectively, what we've been really trying to say is that what does your life stand for, the financial aspects of it. The last couple of weeks, we spent a lot of time on the financial aspects of legacy. And coming back to that, you know, I'd like to welcome our guest this week, my co-host at times and partner in crime, David Suki. David, it's a pleasure to have you with the show today.
So, always a pleasure to be here, Frank.
So, Dave, you know, in the last couple of shows, like we mentioned, we were dealing with some of the financial aspects of legacy. And you and I have some different perspectives as we talk about legacy. I've got you by, say, 15 years or 17 years. And you're kind of going through the early phases still. I mean, you know, you have two young children. How old are the kids now?
Taylor's 7 and Christian is 6.
And you have one on the way, God bless.
Yep,
so all
you.
Good. And so when we start talking about legacy, some people think, well, they think in terms of like my age and older, which are the guys that have kids that are in their 20s or 30s and older. And I don't think that you have to wait until you have older children to start working on legacy. I think that it's something that really occurs throughout your lifetime and the impact that you leave on everybody that you come in contact with. And that being said, from a young parent standpoint, which is, you know, you being the father of two young children, God bless, one again on the way, Dave, what are your thoughts? And maybe you can share for some of the young parents, you know, what legacy means and how to view it really as someone that's young parents and so forth.
Be my pleasure, Frank. So as a young parent, and you live through this, so you may have some experience with this, you know, you don't think in terms of legacy. If you ask someone who's got young children, they're usually not focused on that. They're more focused on, hey, raising them up.
Crisis management.
Yeah, pretty much, right? You know, different activities now, especially the way our schedules are in the world that we live in today. So there's not really a lot of thought there, right? The conscious level doesn't go there yet. And what happens is this, is oftentimes in life, unless we understand where we're going, you know, start with the end in mind. You know, we talked about that.
Absolutely.
You've taught me a lot of stuff around that. We may not be on track to leave the legacy that we want, right? And the reality of life is we don't know when that legacy is going to occur, meaning it could occur tomorrow.
Correct.
Right? I mean, Jesus was here 33 years, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good legacy, huh? You know, so we're not owed anything in terms of that. So as a young parent, we got to always keep a, you know, that in our radar screen, right? So when I look at legacy, as a dad now, as a business owner with you and in our community and with my kids, you know, the definition of legacy is a gift of property, especially personal property, as money or by a will or bequest, right? So we talked about that in terms of later in life. Well, as a young parent, that may be something we need to address sooner rather than later.
Right.
Okay.
So in other words, you should be preparing regardless.
Yes. Yes. Because we may need to have a legacy that is even longer than we had initially had thought. Okay. And some people, you know, I relate it to the word love, Frank, which is, you know, it's not about me. You know, it's about them. It's about the mark that I leave. We have a friend that talks about the dash,
right?
Between the year you're born and the year that you pass. What did you do in that dash? So, you know, as a young parent, you still should be conscious of that, you know, because if I'm not here tomorrow, did that legacy I prepared, you know, is it fulfilled the way I would want it to be fulfilled?
You know, at the end of the day, I mean, our children often emulate what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's all those little things. And, you know, we spoke about it on some of our previous shows of, you know, what they see, what they experience, how you are to other people as far as being kind, acting out of love. They live that with you. So, you know, it's one of those things of being more conscious of, you know, who you're being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we always say that, you know, people do things out of, you know, either fear or love. And where people most of the time when they're making a decision, they're encountering a situation, they're reacting. You know, are we doing that out of fear? Are we doing that out of love?
And so, absolutely.
So when we talk about that, we're looking at young children, you know, it's something that needs to be, you know, we have to think about it, even though we're unconscious of it most of the time.
Yep, yep, absolutely. And as you said, they're watching all the time.
Yes.
So you realize that as a young parent, they're watching you. They're copying what you do. You know, so it's important that our legacy, as we live it every day, as you said before, we create it. We're creating it. You know, moment from moment, that you're aware of that, and then you. You know, you do act out of love, and then you responsibly plan, you know, for the, you know, the impact that you want to have.
You know, when, you know, we're thinking in terms of young children and legacy, even from an educational standpoint, you know, as far as when you think in terms of where your children are going to school, the messages that they're learning at school, things of that nature, I mean, everybody's impacting who this child is as far as in their personality. So, you know, when we think in terms of our legacy, as far as the picture, the fact that we communicate with our children and we have conversation with them and we converse about things that happen in the course of a day, I mean, that even goes on. I mean, and that's important.
Yeah, very, very important. And their minds are getting molded. And, you know, in this society we're in today, there's just there's a lot going on, Frank, as we know. I mean, the kids grow up much faster and learn things quicker now, it seems like, and the world is trying to get a hold of them even faster than when I grew up or even when you grew up, right? So it's important that if you're in love and that part of that love is leaving that legacy, yeah, that every day you're interacting and discussing and teaching. Really, I call it teaching in terms of you know, your children or you know, a group of young children, if you're coaching them or whatever the case is.
You know, it was interesting, Dave, is when I was younger, I remember we were going through, and one of the things that we had that was going on, it was a part of that whole building legacy that we were sitting there, and typically every, you know, Sunday, you know, we'd be doing dinner at my mom's. And that tradition and that legacy, you know, continued, you know, throughout my mom's lifetime, mm-hmm. you know, which was, you know, I remember, you know, when she was in her 80s, you know, and here we were all of a sudden every Sunday, you know, we'd be, you know, my wife and I, we'd be taking the kids and, you know, we'd be going over to grandma's for dinner. And that tradition and that legacy of family and the significance of that, that continued to live on, you know. And so what happens is those seeds that we're planting and the things that we have going on, that all comes through in the next generation.
Oh, very, very, very often, Frank, it's a big impact. I mean, my family's the same way. My wife jokes about the birthday celebrations we have. I have a lot of cousins and
I've been to some of those
you
events.
Have, right? Yeah. She's like, how many birthdays we celebrate in the year? And it's just something my family always did. So I'm a product of that. So when I have a birthday that's a loved one of mine, it's like, yeah, we make a big deal out of it. They, you know, celebrate it. So that's just a sample of a legacy that, yeah, whether that was intentional or unintentional, that will occur, you know, and as it usually starts when your children are young and then they, you know, they expand it from there.
Now, when we were talking before and we were talking about that, you know, we talked about, you know, the line, the dots and so forth and what's occurring. You know, we got into, you know, in a couple of our past shows, we were talking a little bit about the financial aspect of that. And so when we talk about younger families, such as yourself with younger children, what's the financial requirements, the financial impacts that sometimes are, you know, relevant as it relates to legacy and young families?
Yeah. So I was reading an article with regards to raising children today that a parent that has, and I'm having another child in November, so this is an alarming article when you read it, it costs upwards of $1 million to raise a child through college. That's expected future costs of a newborn today. That's an astounding number, right, Frank? You see that wow, $1 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think in terms of that and you start equating to what does that actually mean, what's the significance of that or whatever the case.
Yes. So when you hear that as a dad or you hear that with young kids, you say, wow, if I'm not here, where does that come from? Even if they're a little over on the number, a little younger or a little under on the number is not really what the focus is. Like, are they okay if you know, if let's say a dad's not there, a mom's not there or whoever the caregiver is. So as a young parent, you've got to be conscious of that. And, you know, in planning your finances, you know, you should make the decisions that are aligned with what your legacy is all about. And if you're dealing with you know, people that are experienced at stuff like that, you can enjoy your life today, Frank, as we teach, and still create the legacy that you want for tomorrow, you know, pretty easily.
You know, and as you're saying that, Dave, you know, one of the things for our listeners, and it's important that they understand this, is that, you know, when we talk about that young family, you're talking about, you know, people that could be in their 20s, 30s, early 40s. And when we talk about, you know, being responsible financially, one of the things of that is like, it doesn't cost a lot of money to make sure that you had adequate insurance. I mean, you could buy an inexpensive term policy or whatever the case might be, and just make sure that, you know, your wife and your kids are going to be okay. You know, not that, you know, you're going to be the next family that, you know, they're doing a fundraiser, and, you know, the legacy of those kids is that, you know, they have kind of, you know, I call that scarcity mentality, which is money is scarce. Maybe mom had to go to work because something happened to dad early on, or whatever the case might be, because there weren't the funds there. And all of a sudden, you know, there's that ripple effect that actually goes on, which is, you know, something, and we assume dad goes first, but, you know, something happens to dad. Okay. And then next thing you know is, you know, the love is gone. So the person's not there. The teaching, the history, the stories, the narratives, that impact that they have, that's removed. But then if I have to send mom out to perhaps work more, or whatever the case might be, she has to be more, you know, involved with work. She has to get a more, you know, a different career where she needs to earn more money. Now all of a sudden mom's out of the equation as well. And yep. So now we have kids that are challenged both sides, which is they're challenged because they lost one parent and the other parent has other financial commitments. And why? Because we didn't take, you know, the time to really set them up financially to make the right decision.
No, well said. It's important. And all of your planning should go around that why, right? So you mentioned, you know, life insurance as a protection for young parents and their future responsibilities with their kids. Wills, Frank, right? Trusts, things that can be done as a young parent that you should have done. There's no reason, there's really no excuse in my book not to. Okay, you make those tough decisions now, so if something occurred, it was already prepared for. All right?
That's the old, we get back to, you know, the hard easy and the easy hard,
right.
Which is do the hard things now so it'll be easy later, versus take the easy road out now and it's going to be harder later when you got to make that, you know, that call. Yeah.
And the probability is that we're all going to be here for a while. We're all going to have the life that hopefully we envision. But as a young parent, you have to realize I can be one of those guys that don't make it tomorrow, or my wife can, or you know, whatever the case is. So make sure that things are addressed now. So like you said, it's easier tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you say that, because you know we always look at it's going to be the other guy. And I say the other guy is, you know, we can have this conversation and we think in terms of, you know, oh, well, that happens to somebody else. It doesn't happen to me. And it's one of those of wisdom is that when you're experiencing life enough that you see it actually happening perhaps more around you, you see it happening to a friend or to a family member, and all of a sudden you go, it's like, whoa, this is really starting to hit home. And then you get kind of that wake-up call. But it's, as you know, we said before, nobody has that lease on life. There is no guarantee. So when we think in terms of that legacy, even for that young family, it's important. It's significant. And the more that we put it off, it may also hinder our options. And when I say hinder our options is, Dave, you could be healthy, vibrant, and everything's great today. Okay, so when I mention and say, okay, so I don't care, go put some cheap term insurance in place and, you know, make sure you have adequate insurances or whatever the case might be. But the day that your health changes, it doesn't mean that you're not here anymore, but the day your health changes, you became diabetic, your blood pressure jumped off the charts, you got sugar, whatever the case might be, all of a sudden, your opportunity then to put things in place is hindered. Okay, the costs go up.
Absolutely.
May not even be, you know, an option anymore. So when we look at that, it's all important. It's all relevant.
It is, Frank. And I would give this advice, you know, we're all entitled to, you know, I don't want to say entitled. We all live through change. So I know I may see something now a certain way that, like, through experience, you're a dad, you know, of older children and maybe now grandchildren in your future. You're going to likely see it differently then. The thing is, in the situation you're in, the moment, as you said, how are you being? Who are you being? Are you acting out of love or fear? You know, and then are you aligning your planning and your responsibility with that. And that's just very important, I think, as a young person to think through it that way. And you ultimately usually make pretty good decisions when you do.
So as we kind of wrap up, on the personal side, what we're really saying is that be that example of who you want to be. It's not someone you're going to be in the future. Make the hard financial decisions up front. Do the right thing. Be responsible. Don't assume it's always everybody else and that, you know, you're going to be just fine. It's like if it is you, then make sure you're going to be fine. But the other side is we're kind of wrapping up today's program, you know, because we're coming up on Labor Day weekend. Okay, and as we think in terms of Labor Day weekend, it's like, you know what, there's a lot of organizations and charities and different, you know, people that rely on you as an individual for your stewardship, your time, your talent, and your treasure. And what's your legacy there? How do you impact them? And what if you're not there anymore? What was that legacy of who you were in that community and all the lives that you touched, that whether you knew that you touched it or you didn't know that you touched it? And so, Dave, you know, as a young person, you know, I know you have a lot of activities going on, but, you know, what are your thoughts as far as being engaged in that, you know, as we wrap up?
Yeah, Frank, it's a big part of my life. I think it's all about making a difference, right? It's all about, you know, impacting the lives of others, and that's part of that dash that you'll live accordingly, hopefully. And I'll finish with this thought. I think of the word joy. You know, Jesus, others, and you. In that order.
So it's all good.
So that's where I'm at with it.
You've been listening to Discovering Responsible Wealth. This is Frank Congelos, your host. Our guest again, David Suki, one of our partners here. David, thank you again for being with us this week. And for all of our listeners, if you have questions, you can write to us at the Institute of Responsible Wealth, 2431 Atlantic Avenue, Manasquan, New Jersey, 08736, or email us at info@iofrw.com. Thank you, and have a blessed week and a great Labor Day.